Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valera. On today's episode, we are going to be recapping that wild and crazy season finale of Love Island USA Season 7. That clocked in over 2 hour episode, which is just mind-blowing to think about. As always, I am joined by my partner here, Miss Ashley. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We have finished a season together.
Yes, we have. We have finished a season together. It's interesting to Dwayne. We're here, man. It's a little technical difficulties. Also, the one thing we're trying to do as well with this is the beginning of this episode was we're trying to get everybody in here that to kind of like, all right, who started at 7:30? Who started at 8? You know, back all of that jazz and stuff like that. And, you know, obviously last week we were kind of mute when it came to the world as, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of episodes last week. We did drop a really great episode of the podcast with Yoli from the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 1, covering the Ultimatum Queer Love Season 2, which was fantastic, and it's a great chat. If you haven't listened to it, please do. Yeah, speaking of first, Dwayne asked as well, Ashley, how was the vacation?
Amazing! My vacation was amazing. How was yours?
It was good. It was a week long. I was in Pensacola for, 7 days. It was fantastic, great weather. It's just one of those things where you go on vacation and you wake up and it's like already Thursday and you're already like, well, you know, guess what? Vacation's already over, isn't it? You know what I mean? That's how it always is, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like once you're there, you're like, oh, this is great. Then it's like, oh, it's time to go.
it's done and over with. And a lot happened. Obviously, a lot happened. I was very much screaming and yelling on Threads, Instagram, Twitter,
my Facebook, text messages,
MySpace, Ashley's phone, TikTok about Ace's and Shelly's elimination. I'm still not thrilled with that. I had to sit through a date with, and you know what? I'm already ranting, guys. I'm already hot and heavy. All right, here we are. We just started the podcast. You know what I mean? We had to sit through an Iris and Pepe date. Iris,
not gonna lie, Pepe. I fast forwarded through it. I'm sorry.
They're not even a real couple. I don't really know what's going on in society. But the thing about it is, this is not the first time in the last year I've been let down by the American voters. So it's not really surprising to me that we were let down yet again. But that being said, that was kind of rough, right? You know what I mean? Going into this episode, knowing the four that we had to, and I'm not even mad technically that we got a date with Chris and Huda, because that was worth the price of admission. But Ashley, I gotta ask you a question about this Chris and Huda date. We're gonna talk about their date first, just because it came to my mind. So what I found interesting about this date was Chris really wanted something outside of the villa. Even after everything, it's crazy to me. You would have thought how Huda moved throughout the season, she would have been the one. Let's do something outside the villa. Chris was pushing it. Did that shock you a little bit?
I was very shocked, actually, because it seemed that he didn't want a relationship. And now, you know what it was? I think he wanted her to break things off. Like, I don't think he wanted to seem like the bad guy. If that makes any sense.
No, that makes plenty of sense. Yeah, because he was like, he more or less was like, hey, let's try this outside of here. We have some stuff that we need to work on, blah, blah, blah. And then out of nowhere, we got some random lady singing, which was the most awkward performance I've ever seen in my entire life. You know what I mean? And that was just traumatizing. Can you imagine being that lady?
Amazing date, wrong people.
Yeah, like, again, could you imagine Shelly and Ace? Yeah, but it's also crazy. Like, everybody got to go on boats. Everybody got to go here, there. Even Amaya and Brian's was kind of low-key compared to the other two, which was weird to me. I would love to know how they kind of planned that out. Because if I'm Amaya and Brian, I'm watching Iris and Pepe's and Alondra and Nick's, and I'm like, man, we got shafted.
Honestly, I feel like all the dates should have been rearranged. Like, I feel like Nicolandria should have got the more intimate date.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe give Iris and Pepe and who are the other couple? Oh, and Huda and Chris the boat dates, maybe.
Yeah, that singer watching that scene at home.
Oh my gosh, the singer. I couldn't, like, the timing of everything.
Like, they were a little mid-conversation. And so, okay, so when I was watching it at first, the person walks in the background. I was like, wait a minute, is that somebody in production? Did we just see something bad happen? Like, were they preparing for war? Like, what was about to happen? I got excited.
To be honest, I thought that someone was coming to give them, like, some type of, like, notes or letters or something.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cared.
Except for the Huda stands of the world. And I have been a very avid defender of Huda on this podcast for various of reasons. But this episode, man, the countdown, the 3, 2, 1, that's a grown ass man. That was a grown ass man.
If you don't answer me,
you don't, I'm not gonna talk to you tomorrow.
Is that what you want? She was like, 3, 2, 1, what? Are you serious? Like, yeah, right, that's exactly.
Actually, you know what? If you go a whole day without talking to me, I'll probably have a really good last day at the villa. That's probably what he's thinking in the back of his head.
I don't know why she did that. I don't know why she thought Chris would respond to that. Like, she doesn't know how he gets down?
Yeah. We all love this date, right? Like, this date. Was.
This Nicolandria, I just loved it so much. Even if they don't have a romantic relationship outside of this show, I just hope they remain friends. I like their friendship.
Yeah, and just let everybody know at home, at the end of this episode, we are going to go through each of the people that left as a quote-unquote couple and predict whether or not they are going to make it beyond the villa. Oh, you see what I did there? That debuted today, guys. Oh my god, what a segue. If you're watching Beyond the Villa, let us know what you think about that in the comments as well. I'm trying to find some pictures. Amaya, Papaya and Brian said it was cute. It was what it was.
It was very similar to Cordell and Serena's final day last year, to be honest.
The mm-hmm. DJ's in the house, baby. What's up, DJ? DJ has DJ! Entered the chat, and he is excited and elated. Huda has left the building with nothing. I mean, I truly didn't think that we would, she would win. I, to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised that they finished third. I thought for sure they'd finish second. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Forever Autumn said, watching Beyond the Villa, honestly don't need drama from that cast. I'm happy just to watch them live their best lives. Haven't caught the episode yet. Plan on watching it. We're going to talk about it probably a little bit next week. We do have a special guest next week on a podcast that we're going to talk about that as well. I'm excited to talk a little bit about that, but getting back into these little dates, we're going to skip the Iris and Huda one, 'cause we didn't really need that one. Nobody asked for it. Let's talk a little bit about, what else is there to talk about? Look, I'm going to be honest. You know what I mean? This is me. I'm always honest on this podcast, right? I struggled watching each one. Even Nick and Alondra, Amaya and Brian, Huda and Chris, Iris and Pepe. I think about how we could have had a great date with Taylor and Clark, Shelly and Ace, Nick and Alondra. And those could have been three. We could have just had those three in the finale. I'm sorry. I don't buy Amaya and Brian. I don't buy it. I don't.
Who would be the fourth, though?
You could just Amaya make it Amaya Brian? And Brian just because. You know what I mean? Whatever. Just whatever.
Okay. And I know we spoke about this via text. I just, I love Amaya Papaya, love her, but I just don't think that Brian is in it as much as her. And I could
Brian
be wrong.
Saw that voting and was like, let me latch to that.
I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. How about that? I hope I'm wrong because I want Amaya Papaya happy. But like, Brian isn't selling it for me. Like, I just don't get it.
I think they can get there eventually, but they weren't worthy to win, in my opinion, DJ said. Yeah, Jeremy and Andriana. Nobody cares about Jeremiah, that bum. I'm not going to give that bum the time of day on this show today.
Hey.
You I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Jeremiah, come on the podcast. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say stuff like that when we want people to come on our podcast. So let's go ahead. You know what? We're going to fast forward a little bit because we have a lot to talk about whenever it comes to the Final Four. We got a reunion announcement. We've got Love Island games to talk about. Fourth place, Iris and Pepe. Any surprise with Iris and Pepe finishing fourth?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't even know how they made it this far.
Hatred for Ace and Shelly is what got it this far. But see, that doesn't make sense to me. Okay. So, you know, I truly don't understand how it makes sense that so many, is there really that many people that voted for Iris and Pepe?
Yes, I've seen the comments. People, they do have fans, I will say. Because to them, they have the least amount of problems.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. And I understand that. And I know there's a lot of people that hate Shelly or hate Ace because of his actions throughout the season with that J word guy. Forever Autumn said a lot of my gay guy friends voted for them because they like Pepe. I mean, Pepe's a good looking dude. But also Pepe likes blondes, and those two aren't going to last 5 seconds outside the villa. So,
and can we talk about we didn't get to talk about like the parents. I feel like Iris's mom didn't seem too convinced on Pepe, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, if you watch the show, he went from one blonde to another blonde to another blonde. I mean, you know,
exactly.
And can we talk about I'm correcting me if I'm wrong. I can be wrong. Pepe slept with the Hannah? Was it Hannah? Right. Yeah. They slept together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he slept with Iris, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. Now,
but didn't Iris sleep with TJ?
Right. So this is my question. Again, not defending Huda. But we talk about Huda having two bodies in the house, but Pepe's got two bodies. And we believe Iris might have two bodies too. I'm just saying, can we collectively make people hate one another? Whatever. And it's crazy to me because at the end of the day, what pisses me off the most is like people commenting in these people's comments. The whole Sierra thing is just absolutely mind-blowing. Like what people are doing, they're going above and beyond. Like, person did something wrong. We agree there. But the way these fans, Huda's fans especially too, I'll criticize them as well. They've gone above and beyond and taking things over the top. Like it takes the fun away from everything.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But I will say these, because I've been watching Love Island USA, not UK, but USA since season one. This season, the fans that are just tuning in, they're unreal. Unreal. I will say that I feel like Sierra needs to take a longer break from social media, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It should have been that post, which I thought the post was fantastic.
Yeah. The post. Great. Yes. It should should have been the post. And then she should have.
Take a month off.
Yeah. Take a month off. Not
go enjoy
three, 4 days.
Vacation. You know what I mean? All right, so Iris and Pepe, I want to scale 1 to 10. What do you think the chances are they make it outside the villa?
4.5.
I give it like a 3.
That's not gonna. And then do you feel like Hannah will still give him a chance?
I don't think so. 1.70.
Because honestly, Hannah said that No, I'm lying. This was Iris and TJ.
TJ said that's the one.
TJ said he had to convince Iris to stay because Iris wanted to leave with him.
She didn't seem very. She didn't seem like she wanted to leave when she had. Never mind. We'll keep it. She didn't seem like she wanted to leave when she had Pepe around. She's getting introduced to little Pepe, and she seemed pretty fine there. Hood and Chris finished third. We know there's no chance of makeup there. They already broke up, considering on the show. Now this is the hot topic. Nick and Alondra, however you want to say it, you know, put them together. Mm-hmm. Or so obviously they were runner up. I'm a fan. I'm gonna carefully word this because I know there's a lot of fans out there of these two, and I'm a fan of them too. I love these two. Huge fan of these two. I think that they're electric. And I want somebody to maybe possibly like have my back here, but I almost we have a lot of people who say it's performative, right? We've said that a lot, right, Ashley? You've seen this a lot. And let me formulate my words, Ashley. I'll let you have the floor. What do you think their chances are of lasting outside of the villa? Do you think it can happen? And does it have a chance to be? A year from now, we're still talking about Nick and Alondra when the new season starts and they're still together and stuff like that. What do you think happens?
Okay, so after the families met, and tonight's episode, I do think that they have a shot if they both are putting in the effort. I truly think that Nick really...
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Does like Alondra. He's talking about being in love and everything else tonight. Maybe I'm DeLulu. Maybe I'm just a Nickelandria fan. But, I mean, I think they have a shot at it.
Yeah, and it's crazy to me because I watched tonight, and even when Nick was saying his words, I just don't see it from Alondra. There's moments that I do. And then there's moments where I'm like, I don't believe it.
I think she just has like a rough, like he said, she's like a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
Some people are like that. Some people aren't like in your face and, you know.
No, and I agree with that. I don't know. The thing about it is the chemistry's there. It's unmatched. You know, they have electricity. It's almost, is it more of a lust thing? Is it, you know what I mean? DJ says 6 months tops. Forever Autumn says 3.5 out of 10. I have a hard time trusting Nick. Sisterly Recap says, I think they will work out. Dwayne says, no, Ashley, stop. DJ called you DeLulu.
DJ is always calling me DeLulu.
That's a fact. She is very reserved, and that's, to me, it's like I don't know how she moves outside the villa. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't know if this can work. Where does she live again?
Damn, where does she? I know he lives in Jacksonville,
right?
And I can't remember where she lives. I just know that she keeps saying she's gonna be in Florida at his house and his mother's gonna be cooking for her and this and that, but I don't think they're gonna be too far from each other. She has to be like, she's in the South somewhere, country. She's country. So
oh, Alabama. Okay,
so that's not far at all.
No. And he's in Jacksonville, you said?
Yeah, he's in Jacksonville.
Decatur, Alabama. Look, we're getting some. We're looking up flights. I'm Google mapping this shit right now.
We're looking up flights by plane. It's how many hours?
Decatur to Jacksonville's 8-hour drive. That was like my drive to Pensacola. That ain't nothing. There you go.
That's nothing. They're gonna be on flights. I really think that once they leave and they see everything,
yeah,
that the internet has been posting.
I'll be honest with you guys. If I'm Nick and Alondria, I don't care if we're, I don't care what happens. I'm milking that cow.
Because look,
we're going to look at each other and be like, this. We'll be together for 6 months, a year.
Wait, I'm predicting this. What if, when is the reunion?
25th.
Okay. The reunion's the 25th. What if they make an announcement at the reunion that they've become exclusive?
Oh, for sure. That's the thing. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's performative as well, right? You know what I mean? Like, they're even, and the thing about it is they could work and they could legitimately work and be together for years upon years upon years. Like, it's been seen on, so, you know, on reality TV, you know what I mean? You know, people talked about Bergie and what's her, and I forget his girl's name. They were on Love Island. Yeah, and they were on Love Island, and people didn't think that they were going to work out. They're celebrating 2 years here in August, whatever it is.
That's, you know, what I'm saying.
You know, so, and that was what, Love Island Games, right? You know what I mean? So, or Love Island in general.
No, that was Love Island season 5.
Yeah, so, and of course, all of this to say, winners of the show were Amaya and Brian. Brian opened the envelope, had the 100K. Of course, he split it with Amaya. I'll be honest with you guys. I would have loved you. I said, sorry, bro. I need to keep this 100K for myself.
You are so messy. You are so messy. I knew he wasn't going to. Do you know how many people will be waiting for him? As soon as, where's he from? New York?
Yeah. Brian? So.
Yeah. They would have been waiting for him at LaGuardia. Like, what's up? You really did that to Amaya. Amaya Papaya is New York's princess now.
Oh, man. She ain't never working another day in her life.
No. Look at them.
Yeah. Nothing would have made me laugh harder, though, than be like, look, I'm sorry. I need this 100 Gs. You know what I mean? Because 50K after tax is about 30,000. Like,
I was thinking about it, and I was like, did you hear his speech? And he's like, Amaya knew how I grew up. Imagine he was like, and I got to keep the money for myself. Yeah. I would have been like, oh, God.
He's like, I got some new J's I need to buy. Sorry. You know what I mean? I give these two less than a year before they announce. We get a nice little iPhone note in the stories of them breaking up.
I mean, well, so do you think they'll be together for the reunion?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Again, to me, I don't discredit the people being in love, you know what I mean, or being in a relationship. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I watch reality TV for damn near a living here, and I see a lot of these relationships weave in and out. You know what I mean? We see it with Love is Blind. We see it with the Bachelor and Bachelorette are having less and less success over the years. You know, we see shows that don't work, like the Perfect Matches of the world that don't work. Now, technically, Perfect Match season 3 right around the corner. Cheap plug. We'll be covering it here on the show, but we see that technically worked because of AD and Oli situation playing out on that show. But for me personally, I just don't see these two connect. You know what I mean? They've been together for maybe what, 2 weeks show wise total. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I just feel like the world's going to be the world is her oyster, Amaya, and she's going to be so popular, so overwhelmed with brand deals, being flown here, being flown there, being flown here. And how does he fit into that mix? Can he navigate her being the center of attention? Can he navigate her being the spotlight everywhere he goes? Can it be Amaya and Brian? Not Amaya, Brian and Amaya. It's Amaya. Hey, Brian's over here. Like, we won the show together, but this is Amaya. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. And I'll definitely see where you're coming from because, and I hate to bring up season 6, but like, everyone loved Janae and Kenny. Everybody loved Serena and Cordell. Everyone loved Miguel and Leah. Like, I think everybody just loves Amaya Papaya. I don't think they have that same love for Brian.
And he's shown a lot the last couple episodes. He stood up for, he did. To me, we really see a turning point. And if you, I think if you really, like, it would be almost interesting to kind of watch the show back from the beginning almost and kind of dissect the show in a different light. But there was this moment where he stood up for it, right? We saw that moment and it was almost like, I'm going to latch on to something that I know can propel me and keep me on this show. You know what I mean? Like, we saw multiple guys fighting over Amaya. And then you have the episode where she's ranked number one in everything. You know what I mean? Like, everything. And it's like, why not latch yourself onto that? Again, not saying he doesn't care about her, not saying he doesn't have feelings for her, but there's a lot that's going to come with Amaya. And I'm not talking about her, the person, because, you know, it is what it is. If that's your person, you'll, you know, accept everything about them. But a lot of the things are going to be thrown Amaya's way. And being second fiddle, it takes a real true man to be able to play back burner to their significant other, period, whether it's guy, girl, girl, guy, you know what I mean? Like, especially when you have strong personalities. And in this scenario, again, Amaya is Miss America right now. You know what I mean? Like, period. So, question for you. It popped up. Obviously, we made a little bit of an announcement that we have the reunion on August 25th, which is going to be airing on a Monday. I would assume it probably records the 23rd or 24th. My question to you is, who doesn't go from this cast? Obviously, Yulisa, we don't expect to see her. I think we should see everybody else. The big million-dollar question is, will Sierra be invited? I say no.
I say no. If Yulisa's not invited, Sierra's not going to be invited. They're going to give them the same, you know, type of treatment. I think everybody else should be there. Maybe not some of the Casa people.
Yeah, I need to go back and, like, figure out. We'll get the reunion and be like, who are these people? Like, 75% of them be confused. Question, do Shelly and Ace make it?
Yes. The way that Ace has been talking and the way Shelly's been talking in these interviews, Shelly said she's about to move to LA. Things are going to get serious between them, I feel like. I'm so upset we didn't, you know, they didn't get to make it to the end, honestly.
Yeah, it was a travesty. It was a travesty that we were let down by America. The voting process in America has got to be fixed. What was the other thing that we were going to? Oh, Love Island Games, right? September the 16th. So we can actually excitingly tell you kind of what the next few weeks, that age gap is intense. It was not a travesty. Dwayne, you hate Ace. Leave Ace alone. Let's see. I'm trying to find our text messages. We y'all don't understand how our text message thread goes, y'all. Here it is. So obviously next week, we're going to probably talk a little bit beyond the villa next Sunday. Let me say this first. We're going to be live every Sunday. Okay. 9 o'clock Eastern time typically is going to be, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Typically we're going to be here every Sunday breaking down something. However, we want to give you guys something to look forward to, right? We have a fun interview coming that we can't tell you guys about quite yet. I don't like telling people stuff about until it happens. But we do have a fun interview that should drop early next week that we're going to do together this coming up week. With the release of the villa, people from the villa, we're going to see lots of interviews. We're going to see lots of conversations. We're going to see lots of things spill out into the real world, some tea, some things. So Ashley and I will be on the hunt throughout the entirety of the week of finding out all of that tea. We'll be addressing it here next week, 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the YouTube channel. I'll have a thing up for you guys. We'll talk a little bit beyond the villa. It's basically going to be like a reality TV roundup. What the hell we're watching. We're going to talk about all the things we're watching. We'll talk building the band, which is a fantastic show if you're not watching. I got Ashley watching it now.
He has me hooked.
Yeah. So we got the new batch coming out Wednesday. We'll probably talk a little bit about that. Beyond the Villa, Beyond the Map. But what's really lining up really good for us is come August. August 1st, Perfect Match lines up. So every Friday, Perfect Match will drop a new batch. Sunday night, we'll be live talking about those episodes. Very excited about that. So we have that lined up. 8-3, 8-10, 8-17. Perfect Match is on the menu, right? Obviously, we'll sprinkle in some other stuff in there as we're talking about the stuff. And then, of course, 8-25 is the reunion. So we'll probably go live the night of 8-25 of the reunion after it airs, which is a Monday. So we might do a Sunday show. We might not. We might just shift it to Monday just based on the reunion airing on a Monday, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But yeah, so we have that hooked up. And then 8-26 comes at reunion. And then 2 weeks after the reunion, or 3 weeks after the reunion, we're back with Love Island Games. And again, we're going to be here every Sunday breaking down something of some sort for you guys. But we just kind of want to give you guys a programming note, because this is our first show we've covered together. We have seen audiences literally worldwide tune in. I think our podcast, between our podcast and our YouTube channel, we're looking at like 10, 15,000 people are tuning in right now to our shows on a weekly basis. And it's really, really, yeah, I've never watched Love Island Games either. So I'm excited.
Oh, you guys are going to love it.
A few real quick. I just want to shout out Brazil. Obviously, fantastic. Denmark, Israel, South Africa, Germany, all just really like making us feel all sorts of love in these other countries outside of the United States right now. You know what I mean? Like we can't thank you guys enough for listening to the show. You know what I mean? We were literally ranked 17th show in South Africa. Pinch us. You know what I mean?
Shout out to South Africa.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Thanks for the love out there in South Africa. Thanks for love everywhere. Thanks to everybody that's joined us in the chat. We really want you guys to chime in every Sunday, break down, like I said, 9 p.m. every week. If you're listening on podcast platforms, all episodes will drop on Monday. Throughout those times, we'll have random episodes dropping if we get interviews. If you could do us a favor, if you're listening to this, drop some comments on these Love Islanders TikToks and Instagrams and all of these things saying you want us to interview these people. That sort of stuff goes a long way. Listening, liking, subscribing, giving us the 5 stars also helps as well. So I'm excited to see to dive into our next show. And like I said, next week's roundup, we have a lot of fun shows that we're going to cover. But yeah, I don't know. This has been a great time. And obviously, like we do every week, you know what I mean? We don't overstay our welcome with you guys. We like getting in and out. We like it being a brisk and easy listen for you guys. But before we go, we have to leave with my favorite segment. And that is giving Ashley a full minute. She sometimes goes 10 seconds. Sometimes she goes a full minute to break down her thoughts. If she wants 5 minutes, she can have 5 minutes. You know what I mean? She's part of the show here. But I'm going to give her a minute to break down. You have a full minute. I'm going to make sure she's going to go a full minute this time so we can post it on social media as well. Give me your full minute, unfiltered thoughts of Love Island Season 7 right now.
Okay. I want to say that I had so much fun covering this show with you. I'm excited for next season already. But we still have Love Island Games. My final thoughts on the season: I love Nicolandria. I think that, I'm going to say it now, I think that Taylor and Nick Clark were done dirty. Loved them together. I hope they make it far. Love Ace and Shelly. Iris and Pepe, super boring. But hey, if they want to come on the podcast, they can. And I love Amaya Papaya. Like, I cannot wait to see what her future looks like. She is amazing. She is authentic. She is genuine. She is what we need to see on TV. And that's it.
Folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. Again, we'll be back next week, next Sunday, breaking down all the latest in the world of Love Island Season 7 with all the recaps of all the interviews that are going to release over the next week. So we'll talk to you guys next week.